This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What's going on, guys? My name is Hussein. I'm in LA for the weekend celebrating my birthday. I thought I'm gonna make you a little bit of a quick video discussing this topic of system design and simplicity of system design. And this topic might be a little bit controversial, but I'd like to talk about it. And here's where different opinions come into play, and there's no wrong or right answer. This is just a preference. And I worked with a lot of personality in my career, and I've seen a lot of spectrums when it comes to personality with engineers. And I tend to prefer engineers that go always back to the basics, and I work with those more. And I found out that while in a system design exercise, because we don't really do interviews in the meeting, right? It's just we're actually sitting down and designing the system. Usually one person is involved in the system design. They're responsible for carrying out the design themselves. And you're designing a piece of technology on the back end. You're designing a system. Usually that system comes from a requirement that some stakeholder asked for, right? And here's where the problem comes. Most designers forget this link, that this system was born to solve a problem. And this problem, if forgotten, then the design get muddled and we no longer know what we're solving. And we get into these discussions where, what are we solving exactly? Why is this design so complicated? I'm gonna give you some examples from what I've seen in the design process itself and from observing the output of a software such as RabbitMQ or Traffic. It's clear what happens in that process. You can see the final product and kind of make a guess. And what was the system design process looked like, right? So let's talk about that a little bit. So as we talked about, right, we start from a single problem, and then you start designing the system. It's like, okay, I want, and when I say system here, guys, you can go as wide as possible or as narrow as possible. We're designing a backend system here. Could be an existing system and you're plugging a new feature, or it could be a brand new infrastructure, the whole thing. You're building something from scratch, right? So that anything on the spectrum, and this applies for everything. When you know what you're building, that is very critical to produce a simple and elegant system design. That's always the linkage here. If you have a vague idea of where you're building, let's say, I want to build a Twitter clone, or I want to build a Zoom clone, or I want to build X, right? It is not well-defined. And as you go and build the system, you're going to start asking not necessarily you, but someone else would ask the question, which destroys, in my opinion, the design and eventually the software that is the result of the system design. And the question is, what if? What ifs are great questions. What ifs are amazing. What ifs are great producers of niches and edge cases that you couldn't think for. However, the problem with what ifs, they can bring your design to a complex state. If you could not control that design, that's my niece. All right. So if you could not control those what ifs questions, you could go into a black hole of a system design where you end up re-architecting the system so that it grows from this small thing that is supposed to do one thing, that's the Unix strategy, by the way, one thing, into this, oh, how about this thing? 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 And the system started to grow. And what do developers do when things grow? They abstract it. It says 1, 2, 3, and 4 looks the same. So let's create this new abstraction called whatever. And then when you try to explain it to the user now, it's like, oh, here's the new thing. It's like, what the heck is this? Why do I need it? Oh, that's because we thought of doing it just this way, but what if this, this, and 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 that's why we called it this way, right? And that's what I noticed with products like Traffic and RabbitMQ. Exchanges is a complex abstraction to me, and it was invented because it was an afterthought to solve something else, right? RabbitMQ middlewares and routers are the same. What ifs? What if I want to connect this to this and add a rule? What if I want to compress my service? What if I want to do this? Whatever. So these what ifs start to ask more questions, start to complicate the product, and produce, as a result, a complex system design. And when we get a complex system design, what do? We get a complex software. Obviously, guys, you feel free to disagree and agree with anything I say. And what do you think about this thing? Have you designed a system that you think it solves a single problem? But let's go through this a little bit. You could be the person who designs that system that solves that single problem, and then other people that reviews the design will complicate it. That's one way that goes. Or it could be the other way around, where you're gonna start thinking of the what ifs because you're creative in by nature, and you start thinking about all the other problems first and not solving that single problem. Just because in the future some use case that you haven't think of might come into the design. So you try to shove it in the design itself, right? And that produces complex stuff. Twitter, very simple thing. I want to tweet 140 characters, what I'm doing right now. They didn't think about mentions. They didn't think about tweets, retweets. All of this stuff are invented by us, the consumers. They added this later. So why not? Why not build something simple and change it later? We always say that it's very hard to change. And that's absolutely true. But we are living in a system, in an era where building new systems are cheaper because we can always communicate between these two systems with this architecture of microservices. Now, I have my reservation of microservices. It's not always the use case. It's not always solved. But it gives you this edge that you can always design new thing and put in another microservice. This way, linking those two is a very, 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 very powerful way of thinking about things. What do you guys think about this topic, system design, complexity, and all that stuff? I'm going to see you in the next one. You guys stay awesome. Goodbye.